Hi guys!
Hello!
How are you?
How are you?
Yep, it's another beautiful week.
Yep.
And yeah, we are here doing it once again.
Yep.
And we want to say thank you for the feedbacks, for the interaction, everything.
Yeah.
It means a lot to us.
Mungu abariki
sana.
Amen.
Kwa ule to muda wako kusikiliza, ule mwambia mtu mwingine about Sikio podcast, ule follow our Instagram page, ule tupa ukaturudishia majibu, vyovyote kwa comments, anyhow. Kuna other reviews we get from the people ambao unakuta labda mtu alimshirikisha mtu and guys.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Yeah, mimi binafsi naomba nichukue this opportunity to thank, na leo naomba tu nimtaje, to thank a very, 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 very amazing family member of Sikio Podcast, none other than Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Peace has been so wonderful. Peace, God bless you so much. Like,
God
love
you.
Really teaches me a lot. Guys, anyways, next time I'll tell you why, but just know that Peace, we bless your your presence in our lives, your love for Sikio Podcast, your support.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you, sweetie.
Yep.
So, so my name is Gift. You can just call me Gigi.
And I'm Belinda. You can call me Belinda Bebelifer.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe kuna siku itabidi, okay, not siku, itabidi tutengeneze like the constant intro.
Oh yeah. Actually, anyways, sawa. Or hata kama it won't be a constant intro, we'll just make like our intro that mtu akisikia tu anajua hii ni Sikio Podcast. Kwa vyovyote vile. So far anajua mkisikia, hi guys, hello. So we'll see how to keep improving our identity intro on that.
Yeah. Kama una suggestion yoyote, we are open.
And if you think this is great, we should just keep up with it. We're open to that also.
Yeah. So happy Women's Month.
Thank you. Happy Women's kwa kweli. Happy Women's Month maana chapter ile siku yenyewe maalum.
Yeah, siku yenyewe inaadhimishwa kabisa specifically imepita. Lakini it's still our month. We are still celebrating us being women, being ladies.
Yep.
But mostly okay, let me keep that. Mostly lakini pia we are celebrating our Sikio Podcast tribe who are women.
Oh, yeah.
And for the guys who have sisters, friends, like ladies, friends and everything.
We are so grateful for you guys. Happy Women's Month, as Gigi said.
Yeah. So in celebration, in kuendelea ile kutambua uwepo wetu kama wanawake katika mwezi huu, natamani nikuulize swali.
Okay.
What is one thing? Not one thing.
It could be more than one.
Yeah, more than one. Ni vitu gani ambavyo you love about you being a woman?
Wow, I never saw that question coming.
Now it is here.
Okay, so what I love about being a woman? First of all, my God, I never really saw this question coming, but now that, so I'm thinking of it right now. Maybe after this episode ninaweza nikaa nimepata deeper thoughts, but right now what I love most about being a woman is to have the ability ya ku incubate na ku produce.
Wow.
Yes, that having that ability of incubating and producing kwenye every area, kwa sababu I find that is really, yani ni kitu ambacho kiko very powerful and very unique. So it also gives me so much hope and peace knowing that having that ability, of course, using it sasa. Having that ability is one thing, lakini using it is another thing. So having that ability inakwenda ni encourage kujua kwamba hata kama I start with something small, I have the ability to incubate it and produce it can sprout into something big. Ndio maana as a woman tunaweza tukapata watoto in different ways, ama tunaweza tuka Biblia inasema kwamba sisi ni kitu chema kama mke. So that ability inanipa ile hali ya kufurahi na kuona kwamba okay, it's good to be a woman, and I thank God kwamba ameniumba kuwa mwanamke. Yeah. And you? Same question.
Hey! You had a point, I think. But now, somebody decided to go deeper. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, this is too light. This is too casual.
What do you mean?
Okay, like, okay. I don't know how to put it. Mm. And I hope it won't sound shady or something.
It won't.
Ila, nile that kuweza ku, you know, kuweza kuwa soft.
Oh, like soft life.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Kuna ile halifani, just
ile femininity.
Yeah, just because I'm a lady, I'm a woman. Kuna ile like, oh no, I can't do this. Like, and mtu anaweza kuelewa kama like, okay.
Okay, you can't.
Yeah. Ila for a guy, hata kama anajua lazima tu lazima tu katika bwana aweze, lakini like, yeah, being soft. Yeah, and
yeah. Sasa hapo kwenye being soft, mimi pia naona kama vile being soft physically, kwa sababu ukiangalia kuna some things ambavyo women wanafanya ama wapoweza kufanya ambavyo it's actually not soft. For instance, kubeba ujauzito.
Yeah,
the whole drive,
you know what, like,
kufungua, man, that's soft.
I don't know how to put it, ile kama like ni vitu vingi, like we are able to do so many things, we are capable of doing so many things, but when you feel like you just want to be like,
to be like, yeah, like you can get away with
it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like having that luxury of getting away with it. Yeah,
I get you.
Yo, ata vitu tu kawaida, I know some of you can relate. Ata vitu just, you know, ata, you know, they're asking for money.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know, like, they come naturally. Yeah, no matter he said, I hope it won't sound shady or anything. Like,
it won't. We're just tapping in. We are tapping into our feminine part, our feminine side. For a very long time, we've been acting like, Miss Japan, like a goddess. I can do this. Oh, my baby girl. Okay. God, I make
what is here. What is
I was getting
what is one habit ambayo labda kuna muda ulikuwa na labda bado unayo ambayo it's not feminine. It's not feminine and probably it's not even healthy.
It's
so not. Probably unaacha au umeacha.
Mimi sasa this I don't know kama ni feminine or yani, I mean kama ni kwa ajili tu ya kwamba just kwa ajili ya kwamba I'm a woman or not, lakini kuna ile hali ya kuomba msaada. Yani hata mfano, I'll give you an example. Labda I want to cook and then I also have to do laundry, I have to clean the house. Yes, sasa naanza kupangilia ratiba zangu, but I'm not the only person in the house. I could have just asked for help, kwamba like, I want to cook, naomba unisaidie maybe ku clean the house while I'm cooking. Au naomba unisaidie kufanya laundry while I'm cooking au while I'm cleaning. But my friend, I don't do that. I'm like, and then I want to do like everything and then I get so exhausted. Alafu kuna muda sasa hivi nimeanza kupata uponyaji. Nataka nipate uponyaji zaidi. Kuna muda I'll be like, hivi hawa watu around me, haoni kwamba kuna moja, mbili, tatu, nne, tano, sita. But I didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
So that is very toxic and I would like, man, no,
that is not good and not healthy from a personal level. Kwanza kabisa ukiachana na kama mda mwingine ukajikuta unaanza kama kuwa na grudge or something against mtu ambaye amerelax,
very innocent, hajui kama nimepanga nikitoka hapa nisafishe nifanye laundry. No.
Lakini pia sio healthy kwako, kwa sababu mwisho wa siku no, asema it takes a strong person to admit kwamba anahitaji msaada or to ask for help. Kwa hiyo, you wanting to do everything does not make you strong. Does not make you like a superpower. Because there's nothing like being superpower or something. Na ni kitu ambacho, kuna mtu tumesikiza wote pamoja. Akana asema kwamba mda mwingine, as women, tuna associate us being women with like being able to do it all, being the superpowers, like we can be mothers, we can be wives, we can be working and everything and not asking for help. Lakini not true. Mda mwingine, being strong
Is asking for help.
Yeah. na that happens in so many areas.
Yeah.
And I would personally advise you to start
working on it.
Working on it. Because I struggled with it, especially when I was a mtoto.
Mm.
It's like, okay. And then, instead, I have people around me, but I still I can't ask for help. So, but it doesn't look like my back is killing me, my mind, my head, my body, my soul, my spirit. I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I'm
like you're burnt
like
out.
I'm giving people eyes. This looks like, what are you doing?
Sometimes
I can't offer help. Like, when you make them, I'm like, no.
No.
I can do it.
My friend.
Until when I've won a sister, I'm going to kuchanganyikiwa mentally. Mwili wangu unaelekea kwenye betray.
Unaelekea kuchanganyikiwa.
Yeah. Mwili wangu unaelekea kwenye betray ndio nika like okay. Nikaanza like taratibu kwanza kujitrain like kuna muda sasa nikaa tu like okay, I can delegate everything but not my being. Yeah. Kwa like okay, kama mwili wangu atasaidia kupika, atasaidia kufanya nini, nini mtu around me atasaidia afanye vingine vyote but not the being. Ikafika pia like okay, still like
you need help here.
I need help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kwa it took time, lakini eventually but I say I'm so good at it.
I'm so glad. And I'm so apropos before we move on. So in like you like what were you telling yourself internally ili kuweza kujua kwamba like okay it's okay to ask for help.
So then come I can remember at that particular time what I was telling myself. Lakini I think for me it took that to really come like who are worn out completely to realize.
Like, no energy at all. Kufanya, yani like, oh, tafanya inefficiently.
Yeah, yeah. A point, even changing a diaper, ilikuwa kwangu like,
ni heavy duty.
Heavy duty, afi inakuwa kwangu like, so this is all my life, and my life is all about this.
Mm.
Like, you know, I came to realize, kwa sababu tu ya zile resentments, and ile kuchoka, na nini ile hee. But you don't find back at that point. And at that point, I'm not enjoying some of the things that I'm supposed to be enjoying. Like, it's a season. It's a season that, you know, my baby is fresh, very young.
Yeah.
Like, it's at that point, I'm not enjoying that season. Because
I'm loaded.
Like, I'm loaded for no reason. Because I have help. I have people around me. To the extent that I'm going to do this, if you are working, wakiweza ku read my mind, I think they won't be happy. Kwanza watajiona kama like they're being useless. Yeah, like I'm not appreciating their presence, their help. Na wakati I had so much support. Even do you know? Like I had so much support. Kwa knowing when you need help, accepting that you need help, and at times asking for help. Because some doubt and more help will be available for you without asking. At times you need to know. Whether realizing that I need help, it's also feminine, it's also part of me being a lady, being being a woman, being everything that God has created me to be. Yeah. Koma because they call like I can do this. Of course we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. To strengthen through the people around us.
I love that.
Through the support.
I love that. Kwamba God to strengthen through the people around us.
Yeah.
I really love that.
Yeah. So it took a long turn for me to realize that. Yeah, I thank God kwamba nilifika point nikajua na nikaweza kuweza ku let go. And yeah, I'm happy the step that I'm in right
thank
now.
Thank you for sharing that with me, and that gives me hope kwamba I will manage. I should just start working on it.
Yeah.
And I think that for people around me, kwa sababu yenu nakuta like hata hivyo mfano like I'll be at home in the kitchen, my sisters will come nikusaidie na nini au nitakuwa niko nyumbani labda jiji amekuja ataambia shoga nikusaidie na nini hivyo. So I thank God for that, and I'm going to work on asking for help. Yeah.
Mimi wana ya tabia ambazo nilikuwa nazo ni uko nyuma muda mrefu kidogo nilikuwa na ambatanisho mjini like being a strong lady, being a strong woman, being independent, being independent is hadi kutaka kuondoa some of the feminine attributes ili kuonekana like I'm independent. Kuna mtu this time when I was dating my current husband. My husband.
Your forever husband.
My current husband.
Yes.
Okay, my baby husband.
Yes.
Shout out to you, baby.
Yes.
When I was dating my husband, by then I was a new boyfriend. Hey! Hey. Mm-hmm. Yani nilikuwa unajua ile mambo by then hatukuwa na gari ya kwa na nini nini. Hey. Kuna mtu mwingine mpo kwenye daladala ni like hey. I was just forced to pay. Sina ile nalipa hey. And then nalazimisha kulipa hey. And I'm telling myself hey. Like usidhani kwamba like
I can't handle myself.
Yeah, like I can handle me and handle you. Hey! I can handle
kid.
Yeah, usikwambia mwambie lakini
I know girl.
You know I can so handle me. Much pleasure.
I can handle him spiritually.
Maybe baby boy, I can handle both of us. Like I can do it.
No,
yeah. So I would want to force to pay na nini ni. I thank God. Yes, anyhow, like I came to realize like the nature of men and everything. It's not
to provide.
To provide. Yeah. And especially kama ipo kwenye nafasi ya provide na ame offer to provide. Hata kama I want to chip in, there's a better way of showing that I want to chip in. Yeah, and I nikaje kuondoka kama I can show up in so many other ways. It's not necessarily like me like competing.
Pray for him. Not that he doesn't pray.
Like it's not necessary for me kama to compete. Like no. I'm paying. Mm-hmm. No. Like so there's that. Like ni
transformation.
Ni kichaita ambacho nilikipata nikiwa mtoto pia. Yeah. Hiyo ni story for another day. Lakini kitu ambacho nilipata nikiwa mtoto to the extent mimi nilikuwa like hey, I better kubishana na anybody else. Then na mwanamke na mtoto mwenzangu wa kike yeyote na yeah, and I won't take that serious. Yeah, when it's a guy I'm like I need to show you boy.
Like I need
to prove a point. Like, I need to prove a point. Like I'm here, I'm around, I'm existing.
I can handle this.
I can protect myself. Mm-hmm. I don't even protect against but I was just like, you know, ile unajua kuna wale ambao they're always in defense and in defense mode.
Yes.
Really kwa mimi. Yani nikimwona tu mwanaume sasa like, I need to defend myself and I need to prove a point. Kitu ambacho I thank God, I thank the Holy Spirit. I thank the change, I thank the transition and everything kwamba I can't realize and kuheshimu nafasi ya kila mmoja. Yani as much as I wanted to be seen. Bila nilikuwa nataka kuwa seen in a way ambayo like I want to suppress this another version of position. Human. This another position which is not healthy. And I thank God kwamba nili heal before getting into marriage because I would have been chaos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. Imagine ningeingia with the same mindset, with the same attitude, with the same traits, nilikuwa like okay, I know I'm a woman but I can be the father of the house. Yeah, kids imagine that biblically it's not that way. It's not that way. Yeah. But I thank God kama nipo in a state ambayo I know myself. I know the value, I know everything that God has given me, has created me for and everything. As much as I'm getting luck of you with time, kila siku we are learning, we are evolving, we are becoming every day. Lakini in my becoming, in my knowing, in my everything, I still get to recognize in a nafasi ya mwanaume.
Na mimi hapa, before we proceed, I just want to thank God with you in that area kwa sababu mimi I've been seeing Gigi before. Like Gigi has always been, I'm not saying this kwa sababu she's here, but I'm just saying kwa sababu this is the truth. So she has been a wonderful person. Hata mtu ambaye ana mapungufu yake, lakini she's been a wonderful person hata kabla hajaolewa. She has been an inspiration in so many ways. Nini nani hivyo. Alafu her husband is our friend. Gigi is my friend, her husband is my friend. So namna ambavyo mimi nilikuwa na interact na Gigi's husband ni ile kwamba ni friend and mshikaji, unajua maana sina ehe. Guys, yani kuna namna ambavyo Gigi baada ya kuolewa, kuna namna ambavyo yani she had set the tone kwa matendo ambayo ikabadilisha, mimi binafsi sasa I'll just speak for myself, ambayo ikabadilisha namna ambavyo na interact na Gigi's husband. Like ikatoka kutoka kuinteract naye as a friend ikaja kuinteract naye as a leader of Gigi's family. Yani like a very different perspective kama like namna ambavyo like I would interact with him, nilivyokuwa na interact naye before he got married, kama rafiki kama nini. It has been so different, lakini the one who had set the tone ni Gigi. And kwamba like you are the person ambaye ungeweza ku set the tone kwamba tuendelee kumtreat to your husband kishikaji au tuendelee au tumtreat sasa hivi to acknowledge kwamba okay, he's a leader of a family, he's a husband, he's a father, and yani he has his position ambayo anataka kuwa respected. Alipokuwa friend sio kwamba we are not respecting him. Like unajua kuna ile kwa sometimes maybe mazoea ile rafiki na kwa unajua vile mshikaji sio. But yani you changed the course kwa namna ambavyo wewe you were handling your husband. So maybe I don't know who told you my friend if it's God or whatever, God. Whoever. Kwa kweli yani I just want to thank that
because I've seen people with you.
Because I have seen that yani that transformation. Yani you na mimi kanipa kujua kwamba okay, kumbe isee Biblia inavyosema kwamba mwanamke mpumbavu anaivunja nyumba yake kwa mikono yake afu mwenye hekima mwenye kila anajenga nyumba yake. Yani like it is so true and you have yani you have given me that yani you have embodied that word and I give God all the glory kwa sababu I'm so sure kwamba God is also very proud kwamba kuna mtu ambaye ana embody such words of him of his in this real life especially in our generation kiasi cha kwamba it is preaching kwa sababu mimi hapa I'm not yet married kwa yani it is preaching to me kwamba like I am the one who will set the tone namna gani my friends can interact with my husband namna gani my family can interact with my husband it's through how I interact with him how I respect him how I handle him privately and publicly so I just want to thank God for that wewe na mume wako Mungu awabariki sana
amen
yep
thank you love thank amen. You I give God all the glory amen. I give God all the glory and I thank God kwamba alinipa baraka kuingia into this new season wakati akikisha kuwa amesha at least alikuwa ameshafanya kazi on me yeah kwa hiyo as much he still working on me lakini I thank God sikuingia with that with all that yeah okay I feel like asking another question I don't know I feel like I'm in an interview
yani leo kimenigeukia remember the episode I was done asking questions
and I'm like
so
when
I'm
in the moment yeah in that moment yeah
Lord have mercy.
What is one thing you know for sure about you as a woman?
As a woman. One thing I know for sure about me as a woman. Man, I love so hard. So hard. Like, so hard. Because it scares me. It scares me. And like, with all humility, I'm saying this with all humility, but guy. Yeah. Yeah, ni mwile kwamba. Na nimbukia na miguu yote tubui sasa hapa I'm talking about kwenye not just a relationship yani labda na mwanaume but hata friendship hata relationship ya urafiki na yani kwamba ndo maana sometimes like I can be knowing people but ile forming a strong bond mimi kwangu inakuwa yani like I take so much time kwa sababu I know once I attach myself my friend
unadumukia dubu
ntadumukia dubu yani friend yani ni dubu na miguu yote ami like pwah! Yani hivyo
una dive
not
utakia hata muda wa
kuna nini kina vipi kina vipi no so it applies hata kwenye romantic relationship kwa hiyo one thing I know for sure about me is that man you remember there was this episode I told you like when I find this year stand with me
na mingo kambia be serious at your own
point so one thing I know for sure about me is that and you
me okay one thing I know for sure right now and even before saying I feel good that I'm about to say is that I am beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Rapoko Ramasana Rokoba Risata.
My friend is being dramatic.
No.
And I feel good saying it out loud.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Imagine I'm from the point of no liking looking myself in the mirror. I don't even know what
that's right. Like, yeah, the whole stage is here. I'm telling you, I don't know. You're wonderfully created. So like I'm just so like
Thank
so happy. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what was happened to me at that moment, but I used to hate to look at myself in the mirror.
And that was a big lie. That was lying.
I used to like to take pictures because
with a beautiful smile.
I was like
beautiful
eyes. Yeah. I was like and nikiangalia my lazima kuna kitu kinachokuwa nakitafuta ambacho ikiko wrong. Yaani nikiangalia tu amuone.
Na bibi sasa tena nyinyi mtaona.
Na nilikuwa ninakiona. Kilikuwa haichukui muda. I'll just see labda nywele imenyanyuka. I'll just see labda vichwa.
Mtu ambaye nobody even see nobody like yo jamani like the devil was such a liar.
A big liar.
Jamani. A big liar. So I'm so glad Mungu amekudeliver in that.
Amen.
Yeah, kwa sababu you yani ulikuwa unatunyima
your beauty.
Amen.
Yeah. And I thank God that I'm experiencing this and I'm feeling this in a season about, okay, not to shade anybody, like in a season about most people it takes time for them to feel that way. You know, after motherhood there's so much body changes and everything. Yeah. And it's almost like I was so prepared not to accept myself after being a mom. So I was looking forward to it. Come and initially accept. I won't be happy with the way I'll be looking. With everything, with everything around the things the kwana tangalia that I've been online and like the changes, of course, are there and everything. Now, when you're not really like no changes, and so you love them. Like, for some reason, with time, I'm like, because I've seen quite a little moment, I don't like myself because of the changes after being a mom, like physical changes, probably. No, yeah, with time, I'm like, I'm embracing the person am in a beautiful way. And I've accepted and recognized there's no such a thing as me wanting to be the person I was before, because that person does not exist. I'm not the same person as of today. Me wanting to search for a person who does not exist, because the moment and it will change my perspective. So I'm not the same person. It will change the way I perceive life, I perceive beauty, I perceive love, I perceive everything, and it will change everything, either for the good or for the bad. But of course I'm believing for the good, because I'm set for that and I'm attracting that. So I feel broadly happy, proud, that God took his time and he was so intentional into creating me as a woman. Of course, the mental is lacking me at this Kenyans. I know by saying that, you just know who I was, what podcast I was listening to. And they asked, I don't know, this certain question, and one thing she loves about being a woman is, like, the body, like she loves her body. I can't say kwamba she loves her body kwa sababu anaamini kwamba Mungu was so more intentional to creating a woman with everything that is with our bodies. He was not like, okay, go. He was like, let's see, turn around. It might be needing to be a little bit thin here, a little bit thicker, a little bit.
This needs to be more curly.
So I thank God. I thank God for the intentional, beautiful work. And I want to repeat it. Mungu hana kazi mbovu.
Dear
beautiful woman.
Yes. Mungu hana kazi mbovu.
And dear father, dear brother, whoever that is listening.
Yes.
I know men pia have their issues, like with self-esteem and everything. Like, if for some reason I feel like sisi tunapitia sana, I don't know. I think because of our bodies and the way we are expected to look. When a certain image I'm watching, this is how beauty should look like on a woman. So when you don't have those standards,
unajikuta like you don't feel beautiful.
You don't feel beautiful. Na community na kusaidia kukwambia hence proof that you are not beautiful because this is the standard. So this is for you guys. Please, especially come you are a father, you are a brother, tell your young sister, tell your daughter that they are beautiful.
Oh yeah. Kasa Mungu
hana kazi
mbovu. Yeah, and that is telling them, that is so powerful.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes somebody's word to help somebody else see their beauty.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah, that is so wonderful, actually. And I'm tapping into that.
Amen.
I am tapping into that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Before starting recording here, we were sharing, let's say, like, come our church moments. From the service.
From the service, yeah.
Yeah. Now, me, one of the things, me kana mwambia bebe kwamba, kuna this, like, revelation or a way of thinking about nikani meipata. We were singing this song, and one of the lyrics, kwa kamba, you are holy, like, God is holy, like, God, you are holy. And while singing and praying and everything, I was having this moment, like, ile ya kujiuliza na kutafakari, kama like, okay, what makes God holy? Is it like something he has done? Is it about the way he looks, as much as hatunele image, very image, come, this is how he's looking like what makes him holy? And I believe this is the Holy Spirit. I'm back in the revelation, come back, whole is who he is. That is his nature. He needs to prove, he needs not to prove any point to assure us or to assure himself that he is holy.
Yeah.
He is out to do nothing for him to be holy because that is who he is. It's almost like me saying, kama mimi ni binadamu. Like mimi ni binadamu. Nothing kinaweza kupingana na that fact because the word has said so. Like even science has agreed that I'm a human being. And not just a human being, I am a female human being. Mimi ni binadamu, ni mwanamke binadamu. Hakuna kitu kingine kinachokuwa ku prove. Hata leo niamue kuvaa full outfit ya kiume.
Yeah, I was once a tomboy, but still I was recognized as a girl.
Yeah. Still I'll be recognized as a woman.
Yeah.
So it's fine to just to prove a point to be a woman.
Yeah.
So that's God. Like he is holy himself. Like holiness is he who is what he is, is what makes him. Yeah. So you can look to Fakari, like, okay. In a manner Mungu hana point ambayo ana contradict his nature and contradict who he is. Hana point ambapo he gets confused of who he is kwa sababu haja attach his holiness with anything rather than him who he is. And nikajaribu kujitafakari mimi binafsi, how many times have I felt lost in terms of identity as a person, as a woman? How many times nikaenda kupata this revelation kwamba as for me au kwa sisi binadamu mara nyingi we attach our identities with things. Either our titles, our compliments, accomplishments, compliments za watu na mgeti na attach nazo, people's comments, na mgeti na attach with the things that we are doing, the things that we have. And so inakuwa kama if I fail at something ambayo nilikuwa nimeattach with my identity, inanitoa kwenye reli na najikuta I can no longer identify myself. I can no longer know who I am. And nikana naendelea kupata this revelation kwamba probably ndio maana there is a point ambayo wanawake, just being a woman, ilikuwa associated with something weak. Ilikuwa associated with lack of confidence. Yani kwamba when you're a woman, hata ukiwa unaona aibu, it's fine. Ndio maana wanaume kiona aibu, wewe nini unakuwa kama mwanamke au kama mama, misemo kama hiyo. Yani kwamba tayari wao hawajakuwa associated with those kind of things.
Unakumbuka kuna ile mchezo zamani tulikuwa tunacheza tukiwa wadogo, wamisha mama like running. Itakuwa ni watoto wa kike kwa kiume. Mama
wa kike naye anakimbia asiye mama.
Asiye mama, and the young boys anakimbia pia asiye mama. Kwa sababu nimesema wamisha mama, so you run. No, sitaki kuwa mwisho. Kwa nini wamisha mama?
Yeah. Lakini pia I was taken back. Nikana kumbuka mchezo ambao tulikuwa tunacheza pia wild babies, ambao pia ilikuwa inaendelea ku attach our identities, our self-worthy with other things ambazo communities and societies ikatuaminisha. Mfano kama kwa watoto wa kike ikawa kama like it's all about being mothers, which is not a bad thing. It's all about getting married, having a family, taking care of a family. Unataka ile mchezo kwa baba na mama. Baba anaenda kazini, anaenda kubuild the nation. Anaenda kumake impact. Mama anabaki huko anajipikilisha, anasuka mdoli nywele mtoto wake na msuka nywele, anatandika pale. Like kuna so much association with us being women. Ambilishakuwa imeshawekwa. Tukajikuta by default au naturally tumeattach with our identities to the extent right now if a lady is not married, mara nyingi she feels less of. She feels less of a person, not even less of a woman, less of a person, less of value, less of so many things. If a woman hajaweza kupata baraka ya uzao kwake mwenyewe, ndo sasa ndo inazidi kumta kwenye like you are not worthy, you are not a woman, you are not complete. Lakini is it so? Lakini kachana hizo zote, mwisho wa siku nikaendelea kujiuliza na kutafakarisha kwamba okay, if kama hivyo vyote have you associated with my identity, then what is my identity? Where am I supposed? Sabu life happens. We should just agree kwamba life will happen. With everything that is going on, na tunajua kuna vitu ambavyo ni rahisi kujifunza, lakini it takes time ku unlearn na ku learn something new. So now I've realized that I'm not supposed to attach my identity with anything else. So what am I supposed to associate my identity with? Mm. And the only thing that I could get is the source.
Yeah.
And that source is God.
Yeah.
That source is holiness.
Yeah.
That source is faithfulness.
Mm.
That source is all that God He is. Kama mwisho wa siku naweza nikazunguka kote to find my identity, to find who I am, to kujaribu kujiweka sawa na taratibu ambazo society zimetengeneza, like this is beauty, this is how a woman should be, this is how, this is it, this is not. And nikajikuta at times I'm feeling lost.
Mm-hmm.
But after being lost, I want to be found. Mm-hmm. Where can I find myself again?
Mm-hmm.
And how am I really finding that self once again after so much spoiled?
Yeah.
So much spoiled is probably spoiled of so many years.
Yeah.
So I just feel like saying kwamba, Mungu atusaidie. Na naamini ni kusudi lake kwamba we should never feel lost kwa sababu He found us on the cross.
Yeah.
Maana alimtoa mwana wake pekee afe ili sisi tuweze kupatikana tena. Tulipwe dhambi zetu, lakini so that we can be found and finally have a solid identity and it has no questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is we are His. And not just His, but His who are made in the image and likeness of Himself. And what is Himself? Himself is Himself. And hajichanganyi. Kwa mimi kuchanganyikiwa na kujichanganya na kufeel lost is not something of God.
Yeah.
It is not something of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever I'm feeling that way, in a manner, I should go back and look for my source. Like returning to the source. And that source is God. So as much as mimi, kama mwanamke, kama binti, kama mama, kama mke, kama everything else, ambo like the titles and everything. One thing, ambo naomba na Mungu endele kunisaidia ni kwamba mara zote, in whatever season that I'm in, niendele kujua who I am. Yeah, I believe with that, itaondoa so many confusions, so many self-confusions, so many self-doubts, so many low self-esteem, so many lack of confidence, so many of that. Yeah, so I don't even know to make up, but yeah.
Thank you for that great reminder. Yeah, now mimi, I just want to add on that. There is somebody who is listening to this episode right now. Haijalishi ni she or he. And then you kind of feel lost. Because not every day is Sunday, darling.
Yeah.
We've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we've got Sunday. So this is a reminder to us all, because meaning there are times, like there are days I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what am I even doing? Like, so lost. And then that could be used as a door.
Am I even called to do what I'm doing? Was I even called for this?
My friend. I'm like, oh my God. They're like, why would somebody, and like, anyways, like, there's a lot, sometimes I'm even wondering, like, why would somebody want to be friends with me? Because look at how I feel, like, look at how, like, what am I even offering? Like, I get those days, like, what am I offering? And then, like, I get back to my family, family in a niambia labda, like, they'll be very encouraging, and then I'm like, what? And so my family will be like encouraging me, telling me positive things, and then I'm like, what? Like, what? Even if I'm ungerebenda, no. So what I want to say, Nkwamba, you might be listening to this episode, and then you are in that moment. That's why God brought this episode to you, to encourage you, to remind you that we are not drawing our identity from status. Like maybe I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, whatever. We're not drawing our identity from our belongings. Maybe I've got a house, I've got a plot somewhere, I've got a car, I've got a wife, I've got a husband. No, because all those things vinapita. We're drawing our identity, as what did you say, we're drawing our identity from the source, and the source is God. And God is holy. He is holy not because He has done 1, 2, 3, 4. He is holy because He is holy.
That is who He is.
That is who He is.
Yeah.
So drawing our identity from such a source gives us assurance, gives us hope, gives us courage. And guess what? That source never runs dry.
Yeah.
So that's the best part.
And it's never confused. This day, I was... I think I was going to say something. I think I was going to say something. Anatupenda au anatuhudumia kulingana na feelings, kulingana na emotions, na ambavyo emotions zetu na feelings zetu ambavyo waga zinacheza cheza. How is this problem? Like today I don't feel like listening to you. And I got to like today I don't feel like talking to you, Gigi. I was like, okay, God, I hear you. Like, thank God that we're some to wa visirani.
Yeah.
Sio mtu wa like you had to find it based on feelings or emotions.
Yeah.
So like, hey, thank God. Thank God you are who you are.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how things could have been if ungekuwa na chembe chembe za namna ambavyo we are operating here.
Thank you for that reminder, Gigi.
Thank you.
And I hope that it will speak to a lot of us, even ourselves, because us realizing that it doesn't mean that we don't get those days.
We do get those days so many times, but that's the beauty of having the Holy Spirit, like you remind you and everything. Because I'm up and you may kind of left of a carisho kamba, you know, some kamba, you know, I'm not sure
if
you're living, and then because I may associate yourself, your identity with. Nana mbavo success imekua described kwa you feel like you are a loser. Unajiona like a loser. Na sana kwamba you never been
something individually.
Yeah, kwa sababu like so many things imekua be associated like with having money. Money is beautiful. I love money.
I love money. I love money.
And all that, but money is not something that should be identified. Our identity is not centered at any there. So unakuta mna mwingine ndio vile kama like we see ourselves in a way that is not healthy. Hence the outcome, hence the way we look, the way we seem, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we think and everything inakuwa centered in the same thing. While tunakuwa like we know ourselves, not ingekuwa ni right they like tumekuwa tunajiona from the point ambapo Mungu anatuona.
Okay, thank you. So I know today is your session of you asking me questions, but I see that also time is running out. So I wanted to ask you this question as a female human being. What would you tell, not yourself, but if you want to consider yourself in that group, but what would you tell young girls who are growing in this time, this era, in this generation, what would you tell them that you believe will be of a very great help to them as young girls?
As young girls.
Yes.
Wow. I think I'll almost say the same thing. Identity. As much as finding identity can seem like something very hard, it looks easier, it looks and probably you are in this phase of there is so many things around you, there's so much, and you feel like you have so much time to explore everything, which is true. Now you are allowed to explore things, like in the process of exploring, in the process of wanting to know the woman in you, since you are still a young lady, the woman in you and everything. One thing is, don't lose your identity. Your identity is from the source and you are is God. So na kuna this line Sheikh mwambia mtu miaka mingi ndio iliyopita, and I want to repeat it again. Ni kwamba in you finding your identity, in you knowing your identity, in you not losing your identity, in you not losing yourself, it means you are being yourself. And God blesses who you really are. have blessed zile vitu ambavyo like you can fake maybe on Instagram or social media and everything. No, he blesses who you really are, who you really see yourself to be. That's the person ambaye Mungu anashughulika naye. Cause as much as probably you can having so much filters, so many everything, just don't lose your identity. And at times not losing identity means feeling the feeling that you're feeling right now. Not running away from the state you are in. Not running away from the feeling that you're feeling. Not running away from any emotion. Feel it. Get done with it. And then get up. And siku zote remember, you are beautiful. You are powerful. You are strong. You are valuable. You are who God says you are. Na Mungu hana kazi mbovu. Narudia tena, Mungu hana kazi mbovu, lakini Mungu hajichanganyi. Kwa sababu he himself is very consistent. Kwa hiyo, the person that he says you are, that's who you are, darling. As much as the world, the society, your friends, your parents can say otherwise. But since God has not changed his statement, his word towards you, that's who you are. So don't lose yourself.
Amen.
Love yourself, protect yourself, and walk boldly, knowing that you're the child of God, and that's your source, that's your center, that's your nature, that's who you are. Yeah, and God bless you, and
Amen.
I love you. And if I was to tell my younger self, I would tell the same thing, and I want to tell my younger self that I love you. You are beautiful. It's okay to go take that mirror, look at yourself, see how you are. How beautiful your eyes are. See how your smile is so bright and beautiful. See at your skin, your texture, your body, your height, you are everything. You are just who God created very intentionally. You are so powerful. You are so influential. You have so much greatness in you. And I love you so much, Gigi. Aww. I love you so much, Delicious. I had to say that.
Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you.
I would tell young
me. I would want you to talk to your younger self.
To my younger self.
Yeah.
Not to young girls.
They will take it from the younger baby.
Okay. So from the younger baby. So my young self is keep staying under God's shadow.
Amen.
Keep holding on to God. Because at this young age, my friend Melinda, you don't know anything. Actually, even when you're grown up, you don't know anything. So keep holding on to the only power that knows everything. Everything about you internally, everything about you externally. Everything. So what I just tell my younger self is keep holding on to God. Don't hold on to anything but God. Seek God, seek his presence. Crave for his presence. Crave for his presence and let him lead you. That is what I would tell my younger self. Don't ever let go. Like tarry in the presence of God all your life for the rest of your life.
He is worthy of what? Now compared to this revelation, come he is worthy of our time, he is worthy of our sacrifices, he is worthy of our sweat, he is worthy of the good work, he is worthy. So he is worthy to hold on to. He is worthy to keep believing and trusting.
Amen.
So guys,
Happy Women's Month to all the ladies.
We are dedicating.
And thank you men for supporting Secret Podcast, because we are celebrating. Women, we're ladies.
We really appreciate you guys. You are amazing.
We are the kings. Shout outs to y'all.
So this is the dedication to all women, dedication to all young ladies, dedication to all young girls. As we have said, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, and your space when you wepo wako is undeniable. Hakuna namna ambayo we can just pretend like we're not here, because you are seen. So guys, until next time, we love you so much. Thank you for listening.
Thank you guys.
Don't forget to subscribe, follow, like, share, and until next time, God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Belinda Babalifa.
And this gift, you can just call me Gigi.
Yes.